What happened then? After they'll be covered, will return to Am Yisrael, Jewish people will have this rightful place amongst nations of the world where our value will be totally recognized. And Mashiach will have total control and rule over the world. At that point, once we've had this Smichas Keren LeDavid, when they have the sprouting of the horn of David, it's all going back to the way it's meant to be. At that point, perhaps at that point only, Tzadikim Yurevi Yismach, the Tzadikim, those who do everything they're meant to do, they're going to see what's happening. They're going to rejoice. But it's not just an external, superficial rejoicing. It's going to be an inner, deep, spiritual rejoicing. Why? Because as long as there's a fight with the Yetzirah, and as long as there's evil in the world, Tzadikim don't have Simcha. Because life's a constant battle, and you're always on guard. It's only in the future they're going to see the victory of good. The Yetzirah is going to dissipate. Ah, then they can rejoice. That's a tzaddikim. Vishayim ya'aloizu. Those who are straight. That means those who do everything l'shem shamayim, they do everything for the sake of heaven. It's not just that they do what they're meant to do. They go above and beyond. When they see that covered, when they see that honor, they're going to be aroused to dance as a result of their simcha. They're going to exult. A yashar, someone who's straight, doesn't want something evil. Naturally, doesn't want something evil. It always has its inclination for good. You know what that means? It means someone who's yashar, they can have simcha right now because they're not in the fight with the Yetzirah. And when Mashiach comes, ya'aloizu, they're going to exalt. They're just going to jump to much higher levels. So a yashar can have simcha right now. A tzaddik can't. When Mashiach comes, the tzaddikim will see and they'll rejoice. And the Rishayim are going to go to a higher level. Oh, and the chassidim. The chassidim do everything above and beyond the letter of the law, the pious ones. Berina yagil. They're going to lift up their voices in constant song. So these are different, more external expressions of an inner simcha. The tzaddikim, they'll have an inner rejoicing. The yesharim, the straight ones, they're going to dance. And the chassidim are going to sing constantly. For oilasa tikpats pia. And the contrast is, all of those who perform acts of iniquity, their mouths will be shut up. That's it. That means in the future when Mashiach comes, all of the evil and all the evildoers will lose their kayach. They'll lose the ability to seduce anyone to do an avera. They will have no mouth anymore. They'll have no way of expressing. As opposed to the tzaddikim who are going to rejoice and the yesharim who are going to exalt and the chassidim who are going to sing. It's all with the mouth. It's an external expression. There will be no external expression for the yesharim when Mashiach comes. All evil. It's just going to dissipate like smoke. It doesn't really exist. There's nothing to it. It looks smoke, looks thick and black and solid. Wave your hand and it goes. That's evil. Right now it looks real. It looks hard. It looks tough. It looks scary. It looks imposing. But it's not. It's ka'asha. It's like smoke. Just blow it away. Kisavim Mishela Zadim and Aretz and Hashem will remove the dominion of evil for the world. That's what we're davening for.